This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
The Senate Intelligence Chair says there is no evidence of collusion in the 2016 election. Also on the horizon, of course, is the report that the AG is going to testify before the House panel on Friday. I mean, we know that's happening, and so what's going to come out of that? That's going to be interesting to find out for sure. And with a preview of that and everything else that's going on in D.C., who better to join us than the former congressman from Ohio from Talk Media News, Bob Ney. Hey, Bob, how are you?
I'm great, Kate. Thank you.
So, I was thinking of you today for John Dingell, he was the longest-serving member of Congress. You served with him. He dies at the age of 92. What was he like?
Yes, you know, I sent an actual Twitter note to Debbie Dingell, and mentioned him today to her, his wife, who's the congresswoman. He was fantastic. I mean, he was the dean. We called him the dean. You could go to him for advice. When I first got there, I would actually go sit next to him a lot. When I got into my problems and trouble, he was amazing with me, taking time with me. He just had been around. I think his father, John told me his father took him to Roosevelt's inauguration.
Wow.
Years back. And his dad was a congressman. And then Debbie, I knew her well. Debbie was head of the spouses. So I interacted with Debbie, and then she eventually became the congresswoman. But John was just, he was a great guy. I mean, anybody, I would challenge anyone to find somebody who would say, what a horrible person. He was just an icon, living legend, knew everything, had been in there so long.
Yeah. Dingell, yeah. 59 years, like you said, in the House before he even retired in 2015. So, man, and when he retired, I remember this, he said he couldn't live up to his own personal standard. That's crazy. Crazy.
Yeah, he became, ill, and he had this little motor cart, motorized cart.
Yeah.
And he just said, he just couldn't live up to what he would have as expectations for himself, and it was time to go.
Yeah, wow. All right, so I mentioned this at the top, too, as a headline. How about this acting attorney general, Matthew Whitaker? He's going to pop up before the House Judiciary Committee on Friday. And this appearance is kind of like a big question mark because now the House Democrats are threatening to subpoena his testimony about the special counsel's investigation, the Russian investigation into the whole collusion thing. So what do you think we're going to see here, if anything?
Well, this was strange, Kate, because what Whitaker was saying was that, he would testify, but he didn't want subpoenaed. And I couldn't get the gist of this story because it wouldn't make a difference whether he was subpoenaed or not, wouldn't create any more legal liability for him or not. So it was more like a personal thing. You're not going to subpoena me. But they'll want to ask him questions. What did he have in the informal conversation with the president? Was there anything that the president asked him to do? Whitaker is well known, Kate, is, a political operative type of guy.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
You're right.
Yeah, absolutely. That's so unusual for Washington, isn't it?
Isn't it? Shocker.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Just unbelievable. All right, so then there's this other thing about the Republican head of the Senate Intelligence Committee says that, we've got 2 years here, and the panel hasn't found evidence of collusion. He did an interview with CBS, and it's, of course, Senator Richard Burr from North Carolina, and he said, I don't think we've got any rock that we haven't turned over, regardless geographically of where it's located. And it is interesting, because I've said this, the whole Russia Watch thing. I mean, look, Bob, the committee has interviewed 200 witnesses, 300,000 pages of documents, all these public hearings, all these, interim reports. So what's really going to come out of this? And I know you don't know the answer to that question, even with good sources, but boy, this has been a long time coming.
Actually, I think I know the answer to that question.
You
not so much.
Do answer it.
Some of it, but and Rich Richard Burr, you know, he was a good friend of mine. And, you know, when you, you know, it's funny when you mention these people, people that know these people, which, you know, people that serve with them, know that Richard Burr is the type of guy, you know, he's well known for, you know, just if there was something there, he would say there's something there. He's that type of guy. And he's been around a long time. He's a no-nonsense, you know, type of senator. And what he's saying is after 2 years, no. I'm just predicting, I've been predicting that Mueller will come out with a report in May, and there will be no indictments, there will be no impeachments. It's going to be an ugly report. He's going to, you know, say that people within the Trump organization, you know, knew certain things or whatever. I just don't believe that there will be one direct link that will be, you know, President Trump knew this, did that, you know, coerced with Putin or the top Russian officials. That's what I think will be lacking. But, you know, the new investigation is going to make up for that of the Trump businesses by Chairman, Schiff in the U.S. House. But that's what I think is going to happen with the report.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. You and I have talked about that, where it could be that New York is where the downfall will be for the president, because of, again, how rabid they are and what's happened in New York City. All right, this was a pretty big deal, obviously. The high court voting 5-4 to block the restrictive Louisiana abortion law. So Chief Justice John Roberts joined the Supreme Court's liberals in ruling that they may not enforce a law that opponents say would close most of the abortion clinics in the state. What do you think about that, that 5-4 vote?
Right. You know, of course, Roberts joined, as we know, for the health care vote. You know, that was a major one, of course. And it did. It blocked Louisiana from enforcing a law that the women's groups have always said would leave only a single doctor legally allowed to perform abortions in that state. So the court on this close vote says that restrictions must remain on hold while the challengers appeal their lower court decision. And so Roberts, you know, he did, like I said, he went with the health care. That was major. It's the first action, significant action. I mean, this is a hot issue, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Coming off of the heels of New York.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. Absolutely. And, of course, that was mentioned in the State of the Union address.
Uh-huh. Right. Yeah. Yes, very passionately, actually, by the president.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. All right, Bob Ney, as always, thank you so much.
Thank you, Kate.
So we got to cover a lot of ground with Bob, whether it's Whitaker testifying before Congress and, of course, explaining he wouldn't do it under subpoena. So what is that twisted thing going to look like? He is going to appear at 9:30 in the morning, but there's been this day-long standoff over that. The other thing in looking at Virginia and the three Democrats who are digging very deep holes for themselves with crazy contradictory statements and insensitive kind of hypocritical ways to respond. It just gets worse and worse and worse for them. And the Virginia governor, Northam, has to pretty much figure out what his fate's going to be. But boy, how the tide has turned there. I mean, the scandals over blackface, and then again the reaction to it, the shock of how they're not really answering the questions and dodging them all over the place. And that's not it. There's much more that has happened in Virginia too as well. All right, stay with us.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's time to start drinking Tahibo tea. Tahibo tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Every week, someone calls in with the story of another miraculous recovery. Order your Tahibo tea now for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Call today 818-883-7222. Again, 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com. All orders ship the same day. Call now 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com.
Her hands are never cold. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll turn the music on you. You won't have to think twice.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Time to hit that mailbag, as you just heard there, and it is filled to the brim. I say that each and every single time we go to the mailbag, because it is true. And as we hit the first couple of emails, they're over the scandals in Virginia and blackface, and then the Virginia Republican senator who was editor of a yearbook that featured blackface and the N-word. So now a third scandal had popped up in a week involving blackface that has smashed Virginia politics to pieces. And, you know, here we go again. It's the jokes and then the seriousness of it abound. When I say jokes, meaning like Trevor Noah making a joke in the sense of saying that, well, it's National Blackface Day because it's so unbelievable. And State Senator Thomas Norman Jr., who is the Republican Senate Majority Leader, was the editor for his college yearbook, so it was filled with photos and slurs, and this was according to the Virginia Pilot. It was in 68, and it had a lot of images of men in blackface, etc. There were some anti-Semitic jokes, apparently. So you do have to say, wow, this scandal shining a spotlight on all of this. And you've got the Virginia Attorney General Mark Herring saying that he once donned blackface in college. And of course, you know, talking about what's going to happen as we move forward with this. And somebody actually said to me, and here's what the emails contain. In fact, I'll go right to it. So you got this one from Joe who says, Kate, you know, when you think about it, think of the movie Tropic Thunder and what happened in Tropic Thunder and the use of blackface there. Think of, you know, other examples where we've seen, like, Fred Armisen, who wore makeup to play Obama on Saturday Night Live, and, of course, Robert Downey Jr. in the movie that I just mentioned, Tropic Thunder, nominated for the Academy Award for his blackface role in that movie. So is it that shocking that we might see the Virginia Governor Northam with blackface to impersonate Michael Jackson in 1984? Is it possible he was just paying attention to what was going on around him and it was an innocent, stupid mistake in a sense because it wasn't thought of that way? Well, yeah, the question is this deep-seated racism, as some are calling it, or is it that he was just paying attention to what was happening? Like Dan Aykroyd wore blackface in a scene for Trading Places with Eddie Murphy, and Neil Diamond darkened his skin during The Jazz Singer. But, you know, comedians, movies, and what else is happening in the world, there's a difference between Saturday Night Live and a parody and then a governor going back in his history and seeing that and then not really being able to answer the question. So it becomes this thing where you're trying to figure out, what are you saying? What's being said about this? Is it, you know, what does that mean? And standing before reporters and kind of hemming and hawing and saying the wrong things makes it that much worse. And there are tons of people that are calling for him to resign. And it shows that, you know, this is, you know, the 1984 medical school yearbook. He was 25 years old when that happened. So it's troubling. What do they do? What happens? There was a big brouhaha at the, you know, meeting over this as to what should be suggested and what could be suggested to him. And, you know, and ultimately, leave office, stay in office, try to fight it. Despite all the public cries for, you know, him to resign. I got this one from Caesar. Kate, blackface just is not appropriate. Let's make sure that everybody understands. If you are dressing up for Halloween, trying to imitate someone, you just don't even go there. Why throw yourself into a tricky situation? Because how does somebody know if you're just following the times, if this is just a joke, or there's something much more to it? I can understand. I am not a black man, but I can understand how that would upset anybody who was a victim of racism or is constantly being hounded by racists around them. Then seeing that would just push you right over the top. Well, that's a thing. And, you know, what did the governor say? I mean, what can you say? So he finally, because he had to come back again and again and again, he did say it's abhorrent for blackface, for anyone to don blackface. And the Virginia business community, they're upset about it. They want him to resign. Business leaders see it as a setback for the effort to promote an image of Virginia as kind of a tolerant state because of being able to attract a diverse workforce. But that is being damaged. It is a tad rocky because of the various scandals related to this. All right, let's move on to this one. This is from Jacob, and he says, John Dingell, a Michigan Democrat, was a pretty powerful man, Kate, according to my family. I'm too young to really know how much he did and how long he stayed there and why he stayed and what were his big pieces of legislation, but my family has filled me in. And I think it's cool that he was able to serve for as long as he did, and God rest his soul, at the age of 92. Yet, he had prostate cancer and he died of complications from that. It was back in 2014 that he said he wouldn't seek a 30th full term in Congress, and of course he was succeeded by his wife Debbie. And then, remember, the president at the time, of course, President Obama, awarded him the Presidential Medal of Freedom, which is the highest civilian honor that you can get. That's just the history. He's like he was like a walking whiz of what happened through the years, because he served since 1955. And this is what's interesting. A lot of people wouldn't know this story. He won a special election to replace his father, a New Deal Democrat who died of tuberculosis when he was in office. So that's how his path to politics started. How about that? And he was apparently a force of nature. At one point, he was the chairman of the Energy and Commerce Committee. And he was somebody that was unwavering in what he did for his constituents. And he loved the auto industry. Loved the auto industry. And of course, it makes sense, too, because in the 80s, he married Deborah Inslee, a senior exec at General Motors and a member of the founding family of that company. I mean, he married into GM, and that was certainly one of the areas of concern when he served. All right, let's take another one. How about this one? Let's go to this one from Mary. And Mary says, Kate, oh my gosh, it is insane some of what is happening across the country. You call it the buzz. I call it the buzz kill with some of these outrageous stories. Pick a story, any story, and probably it has shades of something we just don't want to hear about. How about the story about the Supreme Court blocking the Louisiana restrictions on abortion doctors and John Roberts going over to the other side? I was a little bit surprised by that. Yeah, it was 5-4 vote. I mentioned it already, that doesn't allow the state to put into effect a law that requires abortion providers to have admitting privileges at nearby hospitals. So Roberts was the one who jumped in with the four liberal members of the court and putting a hold on that law. Brett Kavanaugh wrote a dissenting opinion where he said the court's action was premature because the state had made it clear it would allow abortion providers an additional 45 days to obtain admitting privileges before it started enforcing the law. We're bumping to the other side. I'll see you there.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Senate Democrat Elizabeth Warren has announced she's officially running for president in 2020. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
After Senate Democrat Elizabeth Warren officially announces her 2020 White House bid on Saturday, President Trump responded on Twitter, ridiculing Warren's claims of Native American ancestry, calling her Pocahontas, and asking if she'll be running as the first Native American presidential candidate. He also wrote that he'd see her on the campaign trail, with trail in all caps. While President Trump is not apologizing for his tweets about Warren, actor Rob Lowe has issued an apology for a tweet he sent that said that Warren's candidacy, quote, would bring a whole new meaning to Commander-in-Chief. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Right now, after eating all that food for the boring Super Bowl, now most of the conversation would be about, hey, did you hit the gym? How many did you do on the treadmill? What did you do on the bike? Or maybe you're taking one of those spin classes, because there's different forms of the bike, right? There's the old-fashioned jump on the bike and pedal, or there's kill yourself. And I think you're almost a masochist when you do the spin classes, except for that you have to drop a bunch of cows, when you're in a spin class, it's just insane. And because the Super Bowl last week, honestly, was a huge win for the Patriots, but it was a snore fest, I think people did really plow through more food. I mean, how can I prove it? It's an unofficial poll I did among people I know, and then people they know, and then some other people, and pretty much everybody told me that they grubbed a little bit too much. If we were focused on what's happening right now, this is an interesting story, and luckily I had the pleasure of meeting this man, albeit very briefly, when I worked with the Texas Rangers, but Frank Robinson, the first African-American manager in Major League Baseball, and the only player, by the way, to win MVP in both leagues, dead at the age of 83. He was an outfielder, first baseman. He was inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame in 1982, his first year of eligibility. Baseball's about stats. He was a wicked, fearsome hitter. 10th on the career home run list with 586, won the Triple Crown with the Orioles in 1966, became the first black manager, like I mentioned, in 1975. He did that with the Cleveland Indians. And a lot of people remember him in the later years, which is why I got a chance to meet him and talk to him. He was Major League Baseball's executive VP of baseball development, and his focus was increasing the African-American participation in the sport, in baseball. And then he served as a senior advisor to Commissioner Rob Manfred. And, of course, Manfred released a statement, said, "We're deeply saddened by the loss of our friend, colleague, and legend who worked in our game for more than 60 years, which is, yeah, wild. 60 years. Very, very respected man. I could see that in the time that I was around him and had the chance to interview him. And his family has said that, you know, of course, they're sad, but in lieu of flowers, they say contributions in his memory can be made to the National Civil Rights Museum in Memphis or the National Museum of African American History and Culture in Washington, D.C. But he was just wicked fierce. If you go back and look at footage of him, it's before my time. I have to go back and look at the footage, and I have. I've seen it, and I had the chance to ask him about his playing days and then his executive days. And I'll say it again, he was a very respected man. You can say that for sure. All right, how about this? The Bengals hire an offensive line coach fired by the Finns in this crazy bullying case. So Zach Taylor defending, adding Jim Turner, fired in what happened there. And, of course, Zach Taylor is the Bengals coach, and he said he has no problem giving him his first job in the NFL since 2015. He didn't work in the league for the last couple of years because, well, more than a couple of years, because he was fired by the Dolphins back in 2014 in the wake of that whole Wells report. And remember, the Wells report was just a treasure trove of nasty bullying incidents with the Miami Dolphins in their franchise, and he was mentioned again and again and again in the reports. Taylor's worked with Turner several times in his career. He vouched for hiring him on Thursday afternoon, knowing that he was going to get some backlash for the decision, but he said he was number one on the list of people he wanted to hire for the spot, so he's given him the chance, and that's what's happening. And boy, when that story came out, when all that stuff came out about what was going on with the Miami Dolphins, it was huge. But that was back in 2014. All right, moving to the NBA, because of course we would be talking about the NBA as we're sitting here not eating chicken wings in the man cave, again, doing crunches. How about this? The Sixers trade number one pick Markel Fultz to the Magic. So they traded their number one overall pick from 2017, and you know, boom, that they make the announcement, and he puts out a tweet, thanks to my teammates, the fans, the organization, everybody who's supported me. The Magic sent Jonathan Simmons, who's a protected 20 and a protected 2020 first round pick, that's what he was, via Oklahoma City, and a 2019 second round pick to the Sixers. So forward Jonathan Simmons and, not to confuse you, a protected 2020 first round pick, I knew I could get that out, from Oklahoma City, and then that second round pick to the Sixers from 2019. So that second round pick, sometimes you get some decent players there. Fultz has been sidelined since the beginning of November, really. He was diagnosed with a problem, thoracic outlet syndrome, rather. It's a condition that affects the nerves between the neck and the shoulder. And the Magic was asked, you know, why? What are you doing? Why are we doing this? And they said, we're going to do it right, and we're not going to do it fast. We look forward to him getting here, getting our arms around him, understanding what he's dealing with. So how about that? Supposedly his progress is going pretty well. He's rehabbing his right shoulder, and he's supposed to return to the team this season. So now he's returning to another team, and it could be either it's a little bit of a risk, but it could be just a tremendous boost to the Magic or not. And no way to tell because he's coming back off of an injury. Pelicans have decided they're going to allow Anthony Davis to play for the rest of the season. So how about that? After considering the possibility of shutting down the All-NBA center, the Pelicans decided they're going to dish him back into the lineup for the rest of the year. And after the trade line passed with Davis on the roster, a lot of people thought he was going to go, but no. So a statement was released explaining the decision. The general manager, Dell Dump, said, look, a bunch of factors contributed to this decision. He made it clear to us he wants to play. He gives us the best option to win games. Boom. That's it. Politics aside, everything else, this is the direction we're going to go. Because remember, Davis requested a trade 11 days ago, informed them that he would leave in free agency in 2020. And I guess now, and he had missed 9 games with a finger injury, but was cleared to practice this week. So it looks one way, and then it turns out to be something completely different, which is probably better for the Pelicans, is what I'm going to say. Right? Yeah, that's what I'm going to say. And then there is this crazy story from the NHL. The Maple Leafs had to ride the subway 2 stops to City Hall for an outdoor practice at Nathan Phillips Square in Toronto. So Austin Matthews and Jake Muzzin and Connor Brown all, you know, rode the subway. And the Leafs had a 3-on-3 outdoor tournament. Fans lined up pretty deep to see the hockey stars and said it was a blast. It was amazing. It was, wow, it changes the atmosphere. It was fun, fun, fun. So that's what they did. It had to be crazy. And what a smart thing to do. It had to be crazy to see them just plopped right there on the train. And I saw some of the pictures. This is radio. But picture these hockey dudes with all their gear on and sticks with them and et cetera, and even their gloves on, jumping on a subway. I mean, that's got to be fun for the fans, and apparently it was fun for the fans. People are getting so clever about social media and about pumping up teams and players and figuring out ways to engage, because that's the whole thing, engaging fans. How can we engage the fans? Yeah, and that's one way to do it. Let them ride with the public, right? Come on in. We got a seat for you. Why not, right? That's what we have. And then finally, I'm going to end it with this story as we continue to have this conversation in the man cave. Hal Brenner, who heard the criticism in New York as why haven't the Yankees tried to sign someone like Bryce Harper? He says he gets hammered every year about something if you don't win the World Series. Well, it's New York. What do you expect? And he says it's not cheap. I mean, he said we're about 200 million in payroll, so we're at, this is what it's supposed to be, we're at 220 and we're well above where we were last year. We want to improve, but we have to be cautious about where we're spending our money. And any kind of a deal for a high-priced free agent doesn't seem likely by what he is saying. We're out of the man cave, and we're heading to the movie theater next with me, Kate Delaney.
It's time to join the Tahibo Tea Club. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo Tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea is available for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Dial 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com. All orders ship immediately the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222. That number again, 818-883-7222. Or buy online at drinksupertea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
All right, time to take you to the movies. Is there anything worth seeing this time around if you decide, hey, this is before Valentine's Day and maybe, you know, I'm feeling generous and I want to go see something that perhaps is romantic? Well, the title of this movie is Isn't It Romantic? Or Is It Romantic? And Is It Romantic is the title, so the big question mark goes there. And here's a little snippet of it.
You see, Natalie, love's not a fairy tale. Girls like us don't get that.
But why?
Well, look in the mirror, doll. We're no Julia Roberts.
My card and I
What are you talking about?
Natalie's saying that romantic comedies are bad.
Although maybe the lies, it's a terrible pop song.
I think people would have an easier time seeing you if you were a little more open.
Hey, I'm Jack.
Natalie.
You're in the emergency room.
This isn't an emergency room. This is a Williams-Sonoma.
It looks like somebody's put a beauty filter across New York City.
911, what's your emergency?
Someone's broken into my apartment and has taken everything and replaced it all with much nicer stuff.
All right, so you get the gist. Isn't it romantic or is it romantic? Is it romantic? And see, there's kind of like that little play. It's called Is It... Isn't it romantic? But there's sort of that play on words with the question mark. So Natalie is this architect, works at her job, cynical about love, worst nightmare comes true when she discovers she's playing the leading lady in this sort of real life romantic comedy. Woohoo! How about that? A very popular actress plays the lead in this, and then there are so many other actors and actresses that you would recognize, but Rebel Wilson is the main character. And I don't know, this story I think finds an audience because of what they're talking about here, right? Liam Hemsworth is in it, by the way. And this movie will probably be popular for the kind of the "Will you come to the movies with me" kind of crew before Valentine's Day. It's 1 hour, 28 minutes, PG-13, comedy, fantasy, romance is what it is billed as, and that is the Valentine movie, I think, anyway. Then we turn to something completely different. Boy, having a hard time with too much coffee. So the second movie we're going to look at is What Men Want.
A pre-celebration for the big day, huh?
I'm making partner, baby. Time to break that glass ceiling.
We all know who deserves this. Give it up for Summit Worldwide Sports Management's newest partner. Whoa! Allie, that pass was actually to Eddie.
I'm so sick of this boys' club.
You don't connect well with men.
Just stay in your lane.
I don't trust women who don't get dudes. Like, I don't trust a man with no eyebrows and too many keys.
I know someone you should talk to.
I can help you connect with men. Why don't we have some tea?
This smells like dirt.
Oh, that's just jasmine tea. If you don't count the weed and the peyote and the crack.
Welcome back, Miss Davis.
Thank God this one didn't die on me. Starting today, no more drinking at work.
Hey, that's too much information.
I didn't say anything.
I feel weird after last night.
Yeah, that's what happens when tequila meets desperation.
Okay, stop saying things you shouldn't be saying to your boss.
Holy crap, can you hear my inner thoughts?
I can hear your inner thoughts!
Oh my God, I can only hear mean thoughts.
That cloud you're walking through, that's my farts.
Yeah, so she gave me good tea.
And you drank it?
She said to.
I thought black people stopped drinking tea after Get Out.
Why weren't you complaining about men trying to keep you down?
Do we have any meetings on the books?
Nothing yet.
Except the private poker game tonight.
This is not a curse. This is a gift. You
better think, take a power shot. I should tap that ass.
Little lady, what you doing at the big boys' table, huh?
$2,000.
I'm bluffing these fools.
I'm missing Real Housewives.
Shaq finally has a winning hand. Why am I thinking in the third person?
I smell toast. Am I having a stroke? Wait, I had toast in my pocket. Whew.
All right, so isn't this interesting? What Men Want. Remember, there was another movie was that was What Women Want, that was done by Nancy Myers, who is the partner, the producing partner, I think, still for Drew Barrymore. And that movie was pretty good. So will this be popular? Taraji P. Henson's in it. She's funny as all get out. She's a great actress. Richard Roundtree's in it. Tracy Morgan is in it. And there's also a slew of people you'd recognize. This could be a popular comedy also for the Valentine crowd. It is almost 2 hours long. It's rated R. And I think it does okay, probably. I think it does okay at the box office. And streaming-wise, it would definitely pick up. All right, this is controversial because of the comments that Liam Neeson made. And it's called Cold Pursuit. It's being pumped out still, though, all over the place. Take a listen.
Crime novel. I'm very honored to be named Kehoe Citizen of the Year. I'm just a guy who keeps a strip of civilization open. When you drive the same road day after day, it's easy to think about the road not taken. I was lucky. I picked a good road early and a seat on it.
Mr. Coxman?
What can I do for you?
It's about your son.
Died of a heroin overdose.
We didn't know our own son.
Kyle wasn't a druggie. Sorry, but all the parents say that.
You're gonna have to say a few words.
Kyle's dead. Tell me what happened.
He got mixed up with some drug dealer. Mike, he likes hurting people.
What is it with all these nicknames? Speedo, Viking, Eskimo.
It's a gangster thing.
Did you have a nickname?
Wingman.
Wingman. I'm gonna kill him. Guys.
One guy could disappear. Two? Who wants me dead?
Three of Viking's drug dealers have disappeared.
What makes you think you can kill a man?
I read it in a crime novel. What are you doing? My job.
This doesn't happen in Keo.
It just did. Jesus don't feel the reaper. But do the wind send all the rain? Come on, baby, don't feel the reaper. Baby, take my hand.
Citizen of the Year. Good for him.
All right, some well-known people in this besides Liam Neeson. Laura Dern's in it. Julia Jones is in it. Tom Bateman's in it. And this is based on the 2014 Norwegian film In Order of Disappearance. You could tell what was going on there. But will people go and watch it? They had a red carpet experience that was canceled. There have been talk show appearances that have been canceled. After he revealed his revenge story that screamed of racism, so there was a lot of fallout for Liam Neeson after he went public with his decades-old thoughts. What a way to end this show. Thanks so much to all of you for listening to our offerings. Remember, you can always catch up with me at katedelaneyradio.com. Make it count, everyone.
It's time to start drinking Tahibo Tea. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo Tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Every week, someone calls in with a story of another miraculous recovery. Order your Tahibo Tea. tea now for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Call today, 818-883-7222. Again, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com. All orders ship the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com.